Friday the 13th, 2021. It's August. August 13th. Nothing to be scared of with today's workout. Not a barbell in sight, and it's an EMOM, and it's a bit on the longer side, but I think everybody will like it. You'll benefit from it, I'll tell you that, because there's going to be some variance in there. EMOM 35 minutes. If you're unfamiliar with the EMOM style training, you run a clock, and there's a task assigned to each minute. And you perform the task within that minute, and whatever time is remaining in that minute, you just rest, and you can't start the next minute's task until that minute pops up on the clock. So here's what we have. 35-minute EMOM, and minute one, 40 seconds of 10-meter shuttle sprints. So you'll mark out 10 meters, place a cone, mark the ground somehow 10 meters apart, and then for 40 seconds, you'll go back and forth doing shuttle sprints and accumulating as many 10-meter intervals as you can. For an interval to count, you run from one cone to the next. You have to cross that line with both feet, and while both feet have crossed the line, one hand must touch the ground beyond the line. You turn around, you sprint back down, crossing the line with both feet, one hand touches the ground behind the line, and you do that back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. So there's acceleration, deceleration, there's rotation as you pivot. There's a lot of good stuff happening there. So for 40 seconds, how many 10-meter shuttle sprints can you get in? You then obviously get 20 seconds worth of rest in that first minute. Minute two comes around. You accumulate a 20 seconds worth of L-sits. Minute three, and that doesn't have to be unbroken, just get 20 seconds of L-sitting in within that minute. Minute three, 30 seconds of broad jumps, just for distance, just broad jump for distance. Minute four, 30-second plank hold, and then, again, doesn't need to be unbroken. And then minute five is rest. How glorious is that? And then you go back through again. So you'll do each one of those things seven times by the end. Now, the scoring for this, even though you're broad jumping, you're going to see how far you can go, the scoring is going to be just how far do you get in the, how many 10-meter shuttle sprints do you get in that one particular minute. That's what the scoring is going to be. The rest of it, you're just accomplishing. We've got a video showing the L-sit and the plank hold. Super Fitness Robot Time, getting 120 meters or more of shuttle sprints every time that rolls around in that minute. And then your L-sits and planks are unbroken. That would be the Super Fitness Robot criteria. More likely, we'll be getting 80 meters or more of shuttle sprints each time that minute rolls around, and then breaking up the L-sit and the plank. Scaled option, still a 35-minute EMOM, and we have 40 seconds of L of 10-minute, I can't speak. Minute one, 40 seconds of 10-meter shuttle sprints. Minute two, we got rid of the L-sit, and you're just doing 30 seconds worth of sit-ups. Minute three, 30 seconds of broad jumps. Minute four, 30-second plank hold. Minute five, rest. Video showing the ab mat sit-up, but you don't need an ab mat to do sit-ups. Limited equipment option. They've got everything they need to perform the workout as is, so they're doing the regular workout. No equipment workout. I'm just assuming you could do the regular workout of the day if you find something to do else it's on, or if you have the limb length to put your hands on the ground. But if you don't have something to do else it's on, the no equipment workout is exactly the same as the workout of the day, except for instead of doing L-sits in minute two, you're doing 30 seconds of V-ups. Accessory work for the day, 200 double unders in as few sets as possible, accessory work being optional, 200 double unders in as few sets as possible, or 5 minutes of double under attempts in practice. We've got a video showing the double under. And then you will accumulate 2 to 3 minutes hanging from a pull-up bar. Stretch out the chest, stretch out the lats. It'll probably feel really good, and at the same time, you will develop some grip strength. Doesn't need to be unbroken. You're just accumulating that time. Cool down and stretching, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the cobra stretch for the old abs and the straddle stretch, each one holding 1 to 2 minutes, and each one has a video. Hope you enjoyed that long EMOM. without a barbell in sight. I will see you back here tomorrow for Saturday's workout, and we are going heavy.